Some resident civil society activists and South Sudanese officials commemorated International Day of Countering Hate Speech with an event at the office of an anti-hate speech activist in Juba. At the event, Juan Marina Modi, head of Defy Hate Now, an organization monitoring hate speech across the country, says it is important for South Sudanese to be aware of hate speech wherever it exists. Modi says hate speech has contributed to intercommunal violence in several parts of the country. She says communities have created certain catchy words such as MTN or Nyam Nyam use, especially during the civil war, to target people in other community.
Before independence of South Sudan, some of these words may not have been they may not have been any words of danger to another society. But then later on, they came to be weaponized as words that tend to create a big divide between them and us. Yeah. So those words are the ones that have been, used over and over to kind of differentiate and discriminate people in the different aspects of the society.
Juba resident Samuel Lupai, who heads the local organization I Am Peace, says hate speech affects most South Sudanese one way or another. Lupai says sometimes people use words unintentionally, but they end up hurting other communities. He says cultural tradition is one of the factors which contributes to hate speech, noting that some cultures prevents communities from associating with others.
Nowadays we have cultures that teach their children who to and not to associate with, you know, where to and not to marry. And I think that is a whole cultural issue, structural issue, what people talk about in those small settings. There's no openness of life. Why should we be able to interact with that?
Juba resident Garang Deng, who works for Salam Fibet, an Arabic phrase that means peace at home, says he often hears hate speech in and around residential areas. Deng says hate speech has triggered revenge attacks between communities.
You would find that someone would say you do not have to go with X or Y because culturally or being identified from this tribe, they have killed our people previously in this country. Maybe there's a cattle raiding and this community raided your cattle, they killed your uncle or your people living in towns or in different villages. They will take it upon themselves, like to hate those people coming from this place, that not to interact with them.
French ambassador to South Sudan, Mark Troye, says everyone is a potential victim of hate speech, both offline and online. Troye says hate speech can lead to violent crimes in South Sudan.
Hate speech can be also leading to misleading information. And I remember when COVID-19 situation came out here in South Sudan in 2020, there have been a lot of false rumors on the internet, on social media, about what was needed to be done to combating COVID. So freedom of speech is a cornerstone of all democracy, all society which are regulated by the rule of law. So we have to remind ourselves also that critics are not hate speech.
Modi says her office has created many programs that train journalists and social media users on ways to counter online hate speech. She says while it would be difficult to eliminate hate speech altogether, efforts should continue to combat it. The United Nations says hate speech is on the rise around the world, with the potential to incite violence, undermine social cohesion and tolerance, and cause psychological, emotional, and physical harm to those affected. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says hatred is a danger to everyone, and so fighting it must be a job for everyone. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.